Brad Davidson is joining us. Bradley, I could see you with a mullet.
Back in the day, I think I had a frolic, guys.
A frolic?
When I actually had enough hair.
The front mullet.
And not this receding hairline that I've got now. When I had enough hair, I had like the front mullet going on back in about grade 4. It was an absolute stinker.
That was more like Spandau Ballet then, wouldn't it?
Oh, it was a shocker. I remember my best mate at the time had it. I thought I'd give it a crack, and I think I've actually got my school photo. I'll try to find it. I'll the frolic for you, but yeah, it was a shocker.
Did it work for you? That's a question.
No, not at all, I can guarantee.
No, done. Done and done.
What about in the Magic Millions, mate? Shaquiro was very good in that two-year-old race. A local win too, because obviously that owner lives up on the Gold Coast, and we get to see those Rangi Rangdu and Kermadec and Colours win.
Yeah, exactly. Nice touch up there on the Gold Coast. And I suppose it's just vindicated Chris Waller's decision to go back to the well with his horse. Obviously, first up in Brisbane, he was horrible. I think it's fair to say he just never turned up at all. And a lot of the times when that happens, the trainers go, okay, we'll tip him out, we'll just reassess, go back to the order and give him a break. But Chris decided to push on. He improved at his next run, and then of course there on the weekend he was far too good for his rivals. So look, the times out of the race weren't anything great. I mean, they were slower than the Magic Millions made, and that can happen. But the last 600, I think they came home, or the winner came home in 35 and 12:20 the last 200 metres. So it's been well documented that it wasn't the strongest Magic Millions race. So whether that form holds up, I'm not 100% sure. I think he's got a few lengths to make up on the better ones in Sydney, personally. But they got the job done there on the weekend.
Tell you what, though, the owners, trainers, they wouldn't be worried about that, though, would they? To have that mantle or title under the belt, that's thanks for coming, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. And the big prize money, that's the key, isn't it?
That's why these
Inglis and Magic Millions sales races and days, they're so popular, because it's hard to make an earn in racing at any time. And if you can bank that sort of money as a two-year-old, gee, the rest of the career is a bonus now, really.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Now, what about remarks, Debu? Thoughts on the run?
Yeah, look, he was pretty good, wasn't he? There was a lot of hype leading into it, I suppose you could say. The full brother to Esther Jarb and the trials leading in suggested he was pretty good. But, look, he did at both ends there on the weekend. Probably wasn't as impressive as a lot of people thought. You know, it was a field that was a lot of first starters, so I think a lot of people expected him to win by 3 or 4 lengths. Mm. But considering the work he did early, he was very green in the straight, wanted to wander about. So I still thought it was a pretty good effort. I mean, the overall time was about 6 lengths slower than Talier on the day, so he still got a little bit of work to make up. I'm not sure he should be that short in the Golden Slipper. I still think the likes of Enfire, Acrobat, 4 moves ahead, I still think they're the top 3 picks, but he probably slots in behind those off that performance there on the weekend.
What about Private Eye? There are a lot of punters looking to blast out in that last in Sydney, and this is a nice horse.
Yeah, really nice horse, isn't he? He just keeps progressing, and I think the key was he was able to do it there on the dry track on the weekend. His best peak wins in the city had been on wet ground to date, so for him to do that on the weekend was super. 5 straight wins now. I believe he's going to have a freshen up, head towards a small autumn, and then targeting that Golden Eagle in November. So that's the long-term plan for him. But looks a really progressive horse. And the stable, they just continue to, unearth these young horses that are really bright futures. So he's definitely one of those. Before we get to the horse to follow, guys, just want to mention a little yesterday. Blake McDougall, what about the season he's having? 100 winners already for the season. He's leading the Australian Jockeys Premiership by 9 wins. He's striking at 23%. And, look, he just, down in that southern area of New South Wales, he's just flying, isn't he? His decision to move down there a few years back, he wasn't getting the greatest opportunities in the city. And he is just absolutely just riding so well at the moment. And obviously took out the feature there yesterday on Royal Thunder, the Cowra Cup. And a couple of winners there to take it to 100 for the season already, and we're in January, guys. So amazing effort by Blake McDougall there.
Brad, is that then like playing reserve grade to first grade? I mean, do they want to get back to the obviously the cities and race?
Well, it's an interesting one, Berkey, because you could say it that way. It's definitely a lower crop, I suppose, of jockeys. They're still very, very talented jockeys, but obviously the city's the best. But at the same time, a lot of jockeys with the prize money, the riding fees, if they can get a lot of rides, they're happy to sort of go and base themselves out there and make a real career. And look, I'm not sure whether Blake wants to come back or whether he's happy out there, but he just gets so many great opportunities riding out there, and he's so well sought after. So he's made a really good position for himself, and he's just riding in tremendous fashion.
Now, you've thrown us a couple of horses to follow. What's our sin bin for this week?
Yeah, well, the Simeon's going to be Criminal Code. He's just a horse that, look, he's going to get further. I think we can say that. But he's been a bit disappointing. He hasn't really shanked up. I thought he had his chance there on the weekend, was a little bit flame. So that's a couple of average runs for him. So he'll go in the sin bin. The horses to follow, Star Spangled Rodeo, Blazer Trail, and Exotic Ruby. I thought they all finished off well there on the weekend to kick off their preparations. And just thought they could improve second and third up and be competitive if placed right in the right races. So they're the three horses to follow. Obviously, Criminal Code in the sin bin. And the Forgive File for me, the Bopper and Starla. The Bopper simply because he made the work very, very hard early and just got tired late as a result first up. And Starla just keeps bumping into good horses. Bumped in a Private Eye there on the weekend, but keeps running well. So I want to forgive her as well.
Beautiful, Brad. Mate, tip today at Muswellbrook?
Yeah, race 7, number 4, Jar Jar Chibugi. I thought returning for the Chris Lees yard, liked the trial, liked the form last preparation. I thought she was hard enough to beat there on a good program at Muswellbrook today.
Have a good day, mate. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.